Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Magazine, Season 4, Episode 10. Hola otra vez, y por última vez esta temporada. Oh. Estamos de vuelta con Coffee Break Spanish. This is the magazine. Yo soy Mark.
Y yo soy Anabel.
Estamos aquí para ayudaros con vuestro español. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at a text all about el maíz.
Así es. Y hay muchas cosas interesantes sobre el maíz. Así que I'm curious. Let's have a look.
Yeah, an interesting text. Let's find out more about the whole topic of el maíz. Over to you, Sebastián.
Gracias, Mark. Gracias, Anabel. Today, we are talking about corn. Empecemos. Las tortillas, las arepas, los tamales, las empanadas. ¿Qué tienen en común todos estos deliciosos platos típicos de la gastronomía latinoamericana? Exacto. Todos comparten el mismo ingrediente principal, el maíz. Junto con el arroz y el trigo, este es uno de los cereales más cultivados en todo el mundo y el más cultivado en el continente americano. El término maíz proviene de la palabra maíz, que era como los aborígenes de la isla de Haití llamaban a este cereal y significa el que sustenta la vida. Aunque hoy en día se produce en todos los continentes, a excepción de la Antártida, el maíz proviene del continente americano. Este cereal tiene un origen muy antiguo y juega un importante rol en algunos mitos y leyendas propias de la cultura de los nativos americanos. Según cuentan estas leyendas, el maíz era el alimento de los dioses que crearon la tierra. Así que podemos decir que el maíz es un alimento de dioses. Pero aún hay más. ¿Conoces los beneficios del maíz? En primer lugar, es muy fácil de cultivar. De hecho, es tan fácil que en una misma temporada se pueden tener hasta dos cosechas. Además de su alto valor nutricional y sus deliciosos usos culinarios, el maíz se utiliza como grano para alimentar al ganado. De él se derivan también productos como el aceite de cocina, muy económico por cierto, y de sus hojas secas se extrae fibra para tejer sombreros, canastas y tapetes. Por si todo esto fuera poco, sus numerosas propiedades permiten emplearlo como biocombustible. ¿Conocías las numerosísimas virtudes del maíz?
Bueno, Anabel, ya sé mucho más sobre el maíz.
Y yo también sé mucho más. Muy, muy interesante.
Okay, let's have a look through our text. We'll talk through all the vocabulary. There's quite a lot of sort of technical words in here, but we'll go through each of them and make sure you understand everything. So let's take it away.
Las tortillas, las arepas, los tamales, las empanadas, ¿qué tienen en común todos estos deliciosos platos típicos de la gastronomía latinoamericana?
Okay, so this is great because we've got four nouns, four different types of food, and then a long description of these with lots of adjectives. So las tortillas, las arepas, los tamales, las empanadas. So we've got tortillas, arepas, tamales, and empanadas. ¿Qué tienen en común? What do they have in common? Todos estos deliciosos platos típicos de la gastronomía latinoamericana. So all of these delicious dishes típicos de la gastronomía latinoamericana, they're typical of Latin American gastronomy.
Exacto, todos comparten el mismo ingrediente principal, el maíz.
So exactly, exacto. They all share, todos comparten el mismo ingrediente principal. They all share the same main ingredient, el maíz, corn.
Junto con el arroz y el trigo, este es uno de los cereales más cultivados en todo el mundo y el más cultivado en el continente americano.
Junto con el arroz, together with or along with rice, y el trigo and wheat, este es uno de los cereales más cultivados. This is one of the cereals which are most cultivated en todo el mundo, in the world. Y el más cultivado en el continente americano. And it's the most cultivated cereal in the Americas, in the continent, or the American continent.
El término maíz proviene de la palabra maíz, que era como los aborígenes de la isla de Haití llamaban a este cereal, y significa el que sustenta la vida.
Okay, so we're talking about el término maíz. We use one word in Spanish, maíz, but we've actually got two words in English. We've got both corn and maize. And if I understand it correctly, I'm not 100% sure about these things, but if I understand it correctly, maize is the crop, and then corn is the word that is used for the food products that come from that crop. So corn flour, corn starch, and so on. So, el término maíz proviene de la palabra maíz. So the term maize comes from the word maíz, que era como los aborígenes de la isla de Haití, which is what the indigenous people, los aborígenes de la isla de Haití, of the island of Haiti, llamaban a este cereal, what they called the cereal, y significa el que sustenta la vida. And it means the one that sustains life.
Aunque hoy en día se produce en todos los continentes, a excepción de la Antártida, el maíz proviene del continente americano.
You know, I remember the first time I saw Antártida, and I thought, is that a typo? Because I thought, why is it not Antártica? But that is a different word in Spanish, is that correct?
It is, yeah. When we refer to the continent, then we are going to say la Antártida.
And what is Antártica?
You know, like this place where the Little Mermaid lives, or this imaginary place.
So Atlantis?
Atlantis, yes.
Yeah, okay, very interesting. So don't get mixed up with Antarctica. Well, you're more likely to find Antarctica than Antarctica in Spanish, yeah?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the sentence. Aunque hoy en día se produce en todos los continentes, so although today it's produced on all continents, a excepción de la Antártida, with the exception of Antarctic, of Antarctica or the Antarctic, and who knows whether it is produced or not in Atlantis, that's another story. El maíz proviene del continente americano. Maize originates from the American continent.
Este cereal tiene un origen muy antiguo y juega un importante rol en algunos mitos y leyendas propias de la cultura de los nativos americanos.
Okay, so este cereal, the cereal, tiene un origen muy antiguo. It has a very ancient origin. Y juega un importante rol, and it plays an important role, I'll come back to that because I've got a question, en algunos mitos, in some myths, y leyendas, and legends, propias de la cultura de los nativos americanos, so they belong to the culture of the Native Americans. Now, coming back to that word, rol, juega un importante rol. There's another word that is used for a role when it comes to like the role in a play. An actor is taking a role, and that would be el papel.
Mm-hmm. And here we can also use papel, un importante papel.
But could you use rol in the acting sense when you're talking about the actor playing a character?
Yes, you can. And you can say juega un rol de policía, mm-hmm, instead, okay, of un papel de policía.
Perfecto. Okay.
Según cuentan estas leyendas, el maíz era el alimento de los dioses que crearon la tierra.
So, según cuentan estas leyendas, according to what these legends tell, according to these legends, basically, el maíz era el alimento de los dioses. So, maize was the food of the gods que crearon la tierra, who created the earth.
Así que podemos decir que el maíz es un alimento de dioses.
Así que, so, podemos decir, we can say that, que el maíz es un alimento de dioses. We can say that maize is a food of the gods. Okay, let's break there for a quick pause, and I'm going to get a coffee, and then we'll be back for the remainder of this episode. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bueno, yo tengo mi café, Anabel.
Y yo tengo un té.
Perfecto, pues vamos a seguir hablando del maíz.
Porque aún hay más.
There is still more.
¿Conoces los beneficios del maíz?
So, do you know the beneficios? Do you know the benefits of corn, of maize?
En primer lugar, es muy fácil de cultivar. De hecho, es tan fácil que en una misma temporada se pueden tener hasta dos cosechas.
Right, so the first part of the sentence, very straightforward. En primer lugar, in first place, in the first instance, es muy fácil de cultivar. It's very easy to cultivate. De hecho, in fact, es tan fácil, it's so easy, que en una misma temporada, that in one season, in one same season, or in the same season, se pueden tener hasta dos cosechas. You can have up to two harvests.
Además de su alto valor nutricional y sus deliciosos usos culinarios, el maíz se utiliza como grano para alimentar al ganado. De él se derivan también productos como el aceite de cocina, muy económico, por cierto. Y de sus hojas secas se extrae fibra para tejer sombreros, canastas y tapetes.
We're really going for it with a long sentence there. Okay. Además de su alto valor nutricional. So in addition to its high nutritional value y sus deliciosos usos culinarios and its delicious culinary uses, el maíz se utiliza como grano para alimentar al ganado. So it is also used as a grain para alimentar, to feed, al ganado. Now, Anabel, there's a funny thing going on there with alimentar al ganado, because is that kind of like a personal A?
It is a personal A. With the personal A, we're usually going to use the preposition A if the direct object is human. But it's also a little bit trickier when it's an animal. In this case, it's ganado. So if it's like domesticated or it's like, you know, you're closest to it.
Your little cat.
Exactly. Then you will use that personal A.
So in a sense, if we're talking about the importance of this grain and we're talking about the importance of the livestock that we are breeding for food and or for other purposes, so there we're reinforcing the importance of it by using the personal A. But we could equally have said para alimentar el ganado.
Mm-hmm. You can say alimentar el ganado, but with that al ganado is what you said. We are just reinforcing that.
Okay, good. So it can be used as a grain to feed livestock. De él se derivan también, so from it also derive productos como el aceite de cocina, products such as cooking oil, muy económico, por cierto, very cheap, by the way, y de sus hojas secas, and from its dry leaves, se extrae fibra, fiber is extracted, para tejer sombreros, in order to weave hats, canastas, y tapetes, baskets and rugs.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a rug, but more like a mat, because you can put it on furniture.
Ah, of course, right. So a mat on a table or something like that. So, and of course, that would be made of the same fiber that is from the dried leaves. Muy bien.
Por si todo esto fuera poco, sus numerosas propiedades permiten emplearlo como biocombustible.
Right, so that's quite a tricky start of that sentence. Por si todo esto fuera poco. I would suggest that we just look at that as a piece of vocabulary and as a phrase all on its own, as if all this were not enough. Because it's got a complicated verb in there. The fuera is an imperfect subjunctive we don't need to worry about. But the por si acaso, just in case, por si todo esto fuera poco, as if all of this were not enough, sus numerosas propiedades, its numerous properties, permiten emplearlo, allow it to be used, como biocombustible, as a biofuel.
¿Conocías las numerosísimas virtudes del maíz?
So, did you know about the many, many virtues of maize?
Well, I didn't know.
Yo tampoco. Yo tampoco. Okay, let's listen again to the whole text. There are a few tricky words in here and a few tricky grammar expressions. So, listen out for them as you go through this for a second time.
Las tortillas, las arepas, los tamales, las empanadas, ¿qué tienen en común todos estos deliciosos platos típicos de la gastronomía latinoamericana? ¡Exacto! Todos comparten el mismo ingrediente principal, el maíz. Junto con el arroz y el trigo, este es uno de los cereales más cultivados en todo el mundo y el más cultivado en el continente americano. El término maíz proviene de la palabra maíz, que era como los aborígenes de la isla de Haití llamaban a este cereal y significa el que sustenta la vida. Aunque hoy en día se produce en todos los continentes, a excepción de la Antártida, el maíz proviene del continente americano. Este cereal tiene un origen muy antiguo y juega un importante rol en algunos mitos y leyendas propias de la cultura de los nativos americanos. Según cuentan estas leyendas, el maíz era el alimento de los dioses que crearon la tierra. Así que podemos decir que el maíz es un alimento de dioses. Pero aún hay más. ¿Conoces los beneficios del maíz? En primer lugar, es muy fácil de cultivar. De hecho, es tan fácil que en una misma temporada se pueden tener hasta dos cosechas. Además de su alto valor nutricional y sus deliciosos usos culinarios, el maíz se utiliza como grano para alimentar al ganado. De él se derivan también productos como el aceite de cocina, muy económico por cierto, y de sus hojas secas se extrae fibra para tejer sombreros, canastas y tapetes. Por si todo esto fuera poco, sus numerosas propiedades permiten emplearlo como biocombustible. ¿Conocías las numerosísimas virtudes del maíz?
It's time for our final guinda del pastel para este episodio y también para esta temporada. Y como siempre, estamos con Marina. ¿Cómo estás, Marina?
Estoy muy bien. ¿Tú cómo estás hoy, Mark?
Bien, pero un poco triste que esta sea el último episodio de esta temporada.
Bueno, sí, pero vamos a ponerle una magnífica guinda al pastel hoy.
Pues cuéntanos, ¿qué tienes?
Tenemos una expresión muy útil y muy habitual que es ir al grano.
Ok, el grano es the grain, so ir al grano, to go to the grain.
Pues utilizamos la expresión ir al grano cuando hablamos sin rodeos y decimos las cosas directamente yendo a lo importante.
Ok, so to cut to the point or cut to the chase, go straight to the important information and tell us that. ¿Nos das un ejemplo, por favor?
Sí, déjate de rodeos y ve al grano.
Right, so cut the nonsense and go straight to the point, get to the point.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Can you tell us about the origin of this? I mean, presumably it's got something to do with cultivation of the grain, cultivation of the corn.
Sí, eso es. El origen lo encontramos en la trilla, que es cuando separamos el grano de la paja.
Okay, so some technical terms in there. First of all, paja is the straw, and the trilla, la trilla is the threshing, when we separate the grain from the chaff, or we're removing the seed from the stalk on which it grows.
Eso es. Como lo importante en este momento es conseguir el grano, que es la semilla, se quita, se separa la paja y se coge el grano, que es lo importante.
Okay, so the important thing then is the grano, and so we remove that from everything else around it, and that's the same idea of going straight to the point, getting straight to the point of the discussion, you know, stop beating about the bush and get straight to the point.
Yeah, and we can use the word paja to talk about an important information, okay? So you would say, deja la paja a un lado y ve directo al grano.
Okay, so cut the nonsense and go straight to the, literally cut the straw, and go straight to the point, get straight to the point. Well, hopefully that's exactly what we've done with this guinda del pastel and indeed all our guindas del pastel of this season. Muchas gracias, como siempre, Marina.
Es un enorme placer.
Y pues hasta la próxima temporada. Hasta luego.
Hasta muy pronto.
Bueno, ya está. That's it for this final episode. We hope that you've enjoyed learning lots of things about the Spanish-speaking world. I know that I certainly have picked up some very interesting information, both in terms of things to eat, things to read, and places to visit, most importantly.
Yes, and things to do.
Absolutely. There will be more Coffee Break Spanish coming your way very soon. Do head to coffeebreakspanish.com, where you'll find out all our information. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, our Adventures newsletter that goes out every month. And that way you can keep on top of what we are doing with Spanish, but also keep on top of your Spanish too, because it includes reading texts, and you can find that at coffeebreaklanguages.com/newsletter. If you would like the premium version of this course and access our lesson notes, our vocabulary guides, and the exercises, then you can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
You can also find us on social media, on Instagram by Coffee Break Languages, and also on Facebook, Coffee Break Spanish.
Now, next up on the Coffee Break Spanish plans are a return to our travel diaries. And Anabel, can you tell us anything about the travel diaries in the next season of our travel diaries?
Well, can I say where are we going, maybe?
I think you can say that.
Okay, so we are traveling through the east coast of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And the language, I think that our listeners are going to like it because it's... A couple of people from Mexico are going to visit it, and we are going to discover some really nice things all together.
Excellent. So a little combination of Latin American Spanish about Spain's Spanish places. So we're looking forward to this, and we hope you'll join us for that sometime soon on Coffee Break Spanish. For now, muchísimas gracias y hasta muy pronto.
Gracias.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.